City Council, regular meeting, November 14th, 2019.
Good evening. The regular council meeting, City Council meeting of November 14th, 2019, will now come to order. And will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Here.
Mr. Bishop.
Here.
Mr. Davidson.
Here.
Mr. Haynes.
Here.
Mr. Walker.
Here.
Mr. Whedon. You have a quorum.
Thank you. Please stand for the invocation that's going to be given by Sergeant Major Dave Blackadder and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Shall we pray? Dear Father, we're so thankful for your grace. Pray, Lord, you give wisdom and understanding to the things that come before the City Council. Be the staff, be during your work sessions too, God, as things come forward, Lord. We do pray that the governor will put the money back in the Marine highway system, Lord. It's so needed here. Pray, Lord, for your goodness. We do say a special prayer for the children that are walking to school in the morning. It's super dark out there. And we pray, Lord, that you keep them safe. Help us as adults and others who are driving in dark hours to keep drive safely and aware. We keep our kids safe. We pray in your name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, David. We have before us the minutes from the October 24th, 2019 regular meeting. Are there any additions or corrections? Ms. Arboleda.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to approve the minutes of the October 24th, 2019 regular council meeting.
Second.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. We'll now go right into persons to be heard for public comments. If there is anyone that would like to address the council at this time, please come forward, state your name, and sign in. Or you may also call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to make comments tonight to the council?
Can you hear me?
You turn on the mic, please, Mr. Anderson. There's a little red, push the button there and the red light will come on. Nova's coming to assist you. There you go. Thank you, Nova.
The light. Good evening, Mayor and fellow council members. Good to be here once again. Every time I get here, I'm getting older, it seems, you know. But I'm always happy to come up here. And before I start my report, can I say something? I'd like to congratulate all of you on the city council and the manager. I think you've got a wonderful bunch of department heads running the city downtown. From utilities, the chief, and the fire department, every one of them. I think they're really doing a wonderful job. They're practicing all the time, and it feels good. I see them going by my house constantly, late at night, late in the morning. And I know what they're doing, and it's a wonder. I served there before. I never used to like police when I was young. Until I got on the police force and saw what they actually do. Some nights you wonder if those boys are going to come home many times. I've seen that. And they are a wonderful bunch of boys, I'll tell you. That's all I want to say about them. Anyway, my name is Lawrence Anderson. I'm a member of the Senior Citizens Board of Directors. And I'm here to give you our quarterly report, first one this year, for 2019. From July to September, we served 4,374 meals to 296 Kodiak seniors. These meals keep groceries costs down, and for those who can, seniors contribute $7 donation for each meal. We provided adult daycare at Island Cove to 24 people, giving a home and community-based service which keeps seniors living independently for as long as possible, as well as relief for family caregivers who know that this program provides a safe and active environment for each day. We provided almost 2,000 assisted and unassisted rides to over 50 seniors. The transportation through CATS allows seniors to get appointments, shopping, senior center, other points in our community. 37 seniors have the lifeline button for emergencies at home. Our family caregiver, this is for our family caregiver program. And 9 families received respite services. 13 seniors received core service, which keeps their home in good and clean, safe manner. We continue to provide much needed Medicare information to seniors as well as other important 60 and older. We are very grateful. Listen to this good, because this is truthful. We are grateful to say to the city of Kodiak for their continued support for all those important programs which keeps people 60 and older continuing to live in our community in a safe and healthy manner. They all want to thank each and every one of you for those in-kind donations. They're wonderful. And like I say, if you're somebody down there, it's good. Some of them are coming down there now that our senior center is filling up more every day during lunch. I mean filling up. They're really coming down there now. And I promised Pat when I come up here tonight that I wouldn't call her anything. But she's a wonderful boss. I got to tell you that, Pat, you're a very hard working woman. And even coming from council members, so I'm proud of you. I am. And thank each and every one of you for allowing us to come for 3 minutes. Thank you. God bless all of you. And all of you have a wonderful Thanksgiving at home with your folks. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lawrence, for that report. Anyone else wanting to talk to the council at this time, you can come forward, sign in, state your name, or you may call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to make comments at this point in the meeting? Okay. Oh, yes, we have a phone call. Go ahead, please. Did you want to make comments this evening?
Yeah, this is Adio Dono, and I'd like to speak in regards to the resolution 2019-23, collecting taxes for online sales.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that the city needs to take into consideration, you know, the remoteness of Kodiak, the expenses of living here, the cost of living here. We've got increased tax caps and increased harbor rates. Fuel prices are 80, 90 cents more than they are on the mainland in Anchorage. Rent is higher. And one of the things that people have here is we've got a great FedEx delivery service and a great UPS service here, as well as means of shipping into this community, and with things the way they are, and as expensive as it is to live here, I mean, our people in the community, their only means of a break is purchasing items off island and online, where they can, you know, they can plan responsibly and afford to live in this community, and I just think that the city council needs to consider that before adding an additional tax here on the community for online sales tax. And that's all I have to say about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. O'Donnell. Anyone else wanting to speak to the council at this time? You may call in at 486-3231. Okay, if not, we will go right into unfinished business, of which we have none. And the first item under new business is the resolution number 2019-22, accepting an Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant Grant, JAG, from the U.S. Department of Justice. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant Grant Program is the primary provider of federal criminal justice funding to state and local jurisdictions. The City of Kodiak has been awarded an Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant by the Office of Justice Programs to provide funding for approved purchases. This grant will reimburse the purchase of 19 new ballistic helmets and new Harbor Armor rifle plates with carriers, protective gear for 19 commissioned Kodiak police officers at a cost of $39,349. This grant does not require any local match. Resolution number 2019-22, if approved, will accept the grant. The department can begin acquiring this equipment at current National Association of State Procurement Officials pricing after formal acceptance of the grant. The NASPO agreements are competitively solicited and meet city procurement guidelines set forth in Kodiak City Code 3.12.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2019-22.
Second.
Is there any council discussion? Mr. Walker?
I'd really like to, tip my hat to the chief and, the police and our fire department for these types of grants that they keep going out for and trying to help our organizations here in town. And thanks a lot for all your hard work.
Is there any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The next item under new business is resolution number 2019-23, authorizing the City of Kodiak to join the Alaska Remote Seller Sales Tax Commission for the purpose of developing, implementing, and enforcing a remote seller sales tax code, authorizing the manager to execute documents on behalf of the city, and designating a city representative to the commission. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you again, Madam Mayor. So we all remember that South Dakota versus Wayfair U.S. Supreme Court case redefined sales tax across many states and local governments. On June 21st, 2018, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the state of South Dakota's right to require online sellers to collect and remit sales tax on orders delivered to that state. Resolution number 2019-23 authorizes the city to enter into an intergovernmental agreement to form a commission for a centralized administration of collection of sales tax imposed by remote sellers. Staff recommends the council to enter into the Alaska Intergovernmental Remote Seller Sales Tax Agreement and request that the council designate a representative on the newly created commission. Administrative fees for sales tax collected and administered by the commission under the agreement would be funded through collection of sales tax from remote sellers at the commission level. The city potentially could increase sales tax revenue from remote sellers through the single level approach. The City of Kodiak Charter, Article 12-1, states cooperation with other units of government, transfer of powers and functions, states that agreements, including those for cooperative or joint administration of any function or power, may be made by the council with any other local government, with the state, or with the United States, unless otherwise provided by law or by the charter. Based on this provision of the charter, the council has the authority to enter into intergovernmental agreements. The council should select a city representative to the commission board. The council designates from the manager, mayor, or finance director as the City of Kodiak's representative on the commission board.
Okay, thank you, Mike. And you have before you some corrections to that resolution which has been made public. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2019-23.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Haynes?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, I'm glad Mr. O'Donnell called up because I think that's the question on the mind of everyone when they hear that we're talking about more taxes. But the fact is, this shouldn't be about more taxes in the end. Businesses who are right here in town have to pay tax, and it's not fair that remote businesses don't, because their goods come over to Pier 3 no matter what. But our local businesses help pay for Pier 3 and remote businesses don't. It's never been fair, but finally we have a way to fairly tax remote businesses that's not unfair to them. And the other thing to keep in mind is that we're not in the business of trying to collect up enough, a bunch of big pile of loot. Hopefully, ultimately, one would be able to reduce the overall tax rate. We're only into getting X amount of tax revenue in to pay for what we want to pay for. And I think, for me, we should always be looking at reducing the overall tax rate. That's nothing that should be a permanent deal. And frankly, personally, I believe that we're also curtailed in doing that with the tax cap. You know, people like to have that tax cap once they get above the cap. But the fact is, a lot of people never do make purchases above the cap, and we could have a lower tax rate if we didn't have a tax cap. So, I mean, that's what we're trying to steer for right now, is to be fair, and in the end, to reduce the rate overall.
Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Excuse me. I look at this resolution as the fair tax doctrine because this should have been passed 10 years ago. It's not fair for local brick and mortar stores to handle the cost of operating our community. I'll never forget over 10 years ago, the mayor of Dallas, Texas, we had the same discussion at this seminar, and he was asking, what are these people going to do? Who's going to pay for the fire trucks when they come to your houses if we don't pass this? So this has been in the mill for a long time, and nobody likes to tack a tax on something that they get, but it's only a fairness doctrine. I'm glad to see this, and I hope that this works out to the advantage of all those that are in this.
Okay, any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
And the third item under new business is approval of the third amendment to the Near Island Communication Site sublease between Kodiak Island Broadcasting Incorporated and New Singular Wireless PCS LLC. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Kodiak Island Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, is requesting an amendment to the sublease held with New Singular Wireless PCS LLC. Any communication sublease must be approved by Council per City Code Title 18, Section 1820-230. This amendment, if approved, will be the third amendment to the sublease between Kodiak Island Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and New Singular Wireless PCS LLC. New Singular Wireless is requesting to construct a generator building on the property leased by the city. In order to invest in this building, New Singular Wireless would like assurances of a lease beyond the year 2026. However, the sublease cannot exceed the prime lease term. Therefore, this third amendment is aligned with the prime lease expiring on March 31, 2021, with the option to renew until March 31, 2026. In order for the sublease to extend beyond March 31, 2021, the prime lease would also need to be extended. So what we're doing is we're aligning the sublease with the current lease, which expires in 2021, with the option to renew for additional 5 years. But right now, they're both aligned to terminate on 2021.
Okay, thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to approve the third amendment between the Kodiak Island Broadcasting Incorporated and the New Singular Wireless PCS LLC for Near Island Communications Site lease, and authorize the city manager to execute documents on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay. Is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The fourth item under new business is authorization to award a vehicle purchase for a 1.5-ton regular chassis cab for Public Works Department to Kodiak Motors. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Public Works Department budgeted to purchase 4 vehicles in fiscal year 2020. We have received 3 of the vehicles to date. The city advertised for bids for a 4th vehicle, a 1.5-ton chassis cab flatbed truck for the Public Works Department. The truck will be used as a salt truck in the winter months and will tow the excavator, compactor, and other trailer equipment in the summer months. With the sideboards, it will also be used to carry tools and safety equipment. The city received just 1 bid. This bid was offered by Kodiak Motors Incorporated at $40,465. Additional upfitting is currently budgeted within the department. So some items aren't available, like the trailer, hitch part. And such like that, those are going to be the upfitting parts, and we'll just fund those within the department.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Haynes?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the award for the purchase of a 1.5-ton chassis cab in the amount not to exceed $40,465, with funds coming from the Public Works Street Machinery and Equipment greater than $5,000 account to Kodiak Motors, and authorize the city manager to execute the documents on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay. Is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. And the last item under business this evening is the non-objection to transfer of location of El Chicano Incorporated liquor license 3299. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. El Chicano Incorporated filed an application for the transfer of location licenses with the State of Alaska Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office for their alcohol liquor license 3299. The new address will be 402 Marine Way Suite 100. The previous address was 103 Center Avenue. State regulations require the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office forward the applications to the City Council for the option to protest the approval of the applications for the transfer of the alcoholic beverage license location. City staff was consulted and found no issues with non-payment of taxes, criminal activity, fire code violations, or any other valid reason for the city to file a protest of the transfer of the alcoholic beverage license application. So,
okay.
No objection from the
All
city.
All right, thank you. What's the council's pleasure, Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to voice non-objection to the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office regarding the transfer of location of El Chicano Incorporated liquor license 3299.
Second.
Is there any council discussion? Mr. Davidson?
I just want to compliment the Bravo. They've been such wonderful community members, and I just have a chance to thank them for their participation to our community.
Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. We'll now go to staff report, and first is the city manager's report, please.
Okay, thank you, Madam Mayor. The fire station replacement project steering committee met Monday this week to evaluate proposed sites submitted through an RFP process. Each site was scored based on a list of criteria ranging from size of site to travel time to an emergency. There were 44 different criteria factors considered for each site. The results of this evaluation were presented Tuesday evening during the City Council work session. Additional sites and development criteria will be considered, and to that, the committee is looking for 2 interested members of the public to serve on the steering committee to provide advisory support. Applications are available in the City Clerk's office, room 110, and on the city website. Applications will be accepted until December 2nd. Additional information is available on the website. October 19th, during the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce annual dinner, The Kodiak Police Department received the Chamber Member of the Year Award for their participation in the August 24th Venture Through Vehicles event held at Oscar's Dock. The award was presented to Kodiak Police Chief Tim Putney. And next, I would like to talk about Salif Lane and the flooding event on there. The heavy rains Kodiak experienced the past 3 weeks caused flooding again along Salif Lane. The city has recently worked with the Kodiak Island Borough to mitigate this regular occurrence by keeping the Salif Lane culverts open and unblocked, sometimes requiring 24-hour monitoring. The ditch fills with rainwater and has nowhere to drain because of a beaver dam on Beaver Lake. Beaver Lake flows into Dark Lake, which flows into Island Lake before draining out into the bay. During this time of heavy rains, the beaver dam was even flooded. Last Friday, Kodiak Public Works crews opened up a section of the beaver dam, and that drained Salif Lane. So this is only temporary. The beavers will rebuild the dam. There are comments about making the Salif Lane ditches deeper. However, that will not solve the issue since the ditches are backed up by the high water levels in the lakes. This will require a hydrology assessment, and those would likely originate from the borough as these lakes are outside the city limits. We will keep the ditches and culverts open, do our best to assist with the beaver dam dismantling, and provide emergency assistance whenever called on. But for now, residents should protect their property from the likelihood of more high water.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Are there any questions of the city manager? And thanks for following up on the Salif Lane issue right away, and I know you're working with the borough as well in solving that problem. Thank you. Can we have the clerk's report, please?
Thank you, Your Honor. The mayor and council members will be attending the Alaska Municipal League Conference next week in Anchorage. The city clerk's office staff will be attending the Alaska Association of Municipal Clerks Conference, and the clerk's office will be closed Monday and Tuesday and will reopen on Wednesday at 10 a.m. The Kodiak Fisheries Work Group will hold a meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the Borough Conference Room. The next council work session is scheduled on Tuesday, December 10, and the next regular meeting is scheduled on Thursday, December 12. The city offices will be closed on Thursday, November 28, in observance of the Thanksgiving Day. That's all I have. Thank you.
Are there any questions of the clerk? Okay, moving forward to the mayor's comments. I have a couple of them. I want to thank congratulate the Kodiak Police Department on the grant award and also being the Chamber Member of the Year. That really shows your community involvement. And I have a couple of things that have come to my attention this week. The first one is from the group calling themselves the Friends of the Alaska Marine Highway System. You have that letter from Percy Frisbee, with whom I spoke with, as well as our city lobbyists did as well about this group. So they have, they're just starting to get municipalities who use the ferry system on board with this group. They're not asking for funding. And they have Dutch Harbor, they have Cake, Skagway, Cordova, and Goon, and they're looking for us to participate in this as well. So I think it's pretty well vetted from our city lobbyist. And if there's no objection, I can respond to Percy. Is that in agreement with the council members? Okay, good. So we'll be part of that because we need a coalition. And so it's not just Southeast, it's Southwest as well. The other thing is I received, let me tie that into the Alaska Marine Highway System. So Assemblymember Arndt came to me this week and was looking for city support on this draft resolution that the borough is writing up to urge the legislature to override the $5 million veto of the Alaska Marine Highway System for FY20. And so they're still working on that. He got some points from Representative Stutz to already put in the draft, and they're looking for our support. They're going to bring it to, the borough's going to bring it, well, Assemblyman Art is, because he's the only one from the borough going to AML. And so we'll be, I just wanted to give you a heads up on that as well. I think we obviously will want to support that. And also, our involvement with AML, the city, is, I think, very deep and wide. And we have two people from the council, as well as myself, that sit on the AML board. I think they do a lot of good, especially and coming together and putting together this sales tax commission, which has been a huge amount of work, of which our city manager and finance director have participated in. So I'm going to thank you for that, and I know it's moving forward. But the other piece I got from Suzanne LaFrance, who's an assembly member, was wanting our council to support this resolution going to AML that is requesting the Alaska State Legislature to approve a coastal infrastructure general obligation bond for the 2020 election. So if there's no objection to that, I mean, this is a no-brainer, really. But I wanted the council to have any comments that you have. You have that before you as well. Is there any objection for that?
No.
If not, I'll let Suzanne know tomorrow that we will be one of the five to support that AML resolution going forward. And I am looking forward to AML. They're doing a lot of great work. I know the governor's been invited, and hopefully he'll be there. So I think that's all I have. So, Mr. Haynes, let's begin with you this evening.
Well, I would just like to remind everyone about the Fisheries Work Group meeting tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And that's downstairs in the Borough Conference Room. And wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes. Mr. Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to echo my thanks to the Public Works Department. I know they've been day and night relieving drainage systems and culverts and everything. So thank you to the department and all the workers that are involved. And safety to all the people traveling to make it to family, and I hope everyone has a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop. Sarbaletta, thank you for filling in for me while I visited my 97-year-old mother and mother-in-law.
You are most welcome, Madam Mayor. Thank you. Just a few things for me this evening. Thank you to Senator Stevens and Representative Stutes for taking the opportunity to meet with us as a community at our Tuesday work session. They were ready with their updates and to speak to the community about what's going on up in the state. And so that was greatly appreciated. It's evident that they are continuing to look out for our community, and we appreciate that. One other thing, the fire station updates. I did see Kodiak Daily Mirror posted on Friends of Kodiak today, social media, a little article that they had, and there was comments on there, and I just wanna urge citizens to really come to our meetings or come to the city with your comments. We don't always see what you guys post online, and so to hear from you personally is something that would be really helpful to us. Pregnancy brain is a real thing. I think I had one more, but I can't remember. So just a happy Thanksgiving to everyone else and safe travels during the holiday season. Thank you.
We can come back to you too. Fine. Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to take the opportunity again to thank all the members of our staff. I still will contend that we're probably one of the best well-managed cities in Alaska, and I'll bet my hat on that. So with that, I wish everybody a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving and a safe one, and beware of your driving with this changing of the time. It's much darker in the morning, so remember the kids when you're driving around the town. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davidson. And Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, I have a bunch of thank yous for the police chief and the police department. Congratulations on the Chamber Award. That's great. Salif Lane Culverts, Public Works, thank you. I know you guys have been down there quite a bit. Most of it's been down past my house, but you know, it could always back up further. Also, congratulations on the grant. That's a great deal, those grants that you guys bring in. Also like to thank the police department for the increased activity on Salif Lane for the speeders and the bears. I appreciate that a lot. People tend to use that kind of like a secondary arterial drive, and some of them just fly down that road. So anyway, with that, I'd just like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and look forward to doing better things with the city in the future.
Great, thank you, Mr. Walker, and I would like to relay my comments about happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and I know that we're all pretty grateful, very grateful, and living in this beautiful and wonderful place. So on that note, we will go to audience comments. If there is anyone that would like to come forward and speak to the council, you can do so and sign in and also call in at 486-3231. Are you motioning the chief to come up here and speak?
No, anybody.
Oh, okay. Anyone wanting to make comments at this point with the council? 486-3231. No comments? No phone calls? I do want to thank Mary Forbes. She sent a very nice email to us today and thanked us for our hard work. And Mary, thank you for that. And I know you listen to most of our meetings, but we appreciate that comment. Okay, on that note, may I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
And the meeting is adjourned.